Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
With us anytime, anywhere.
Interviews, videos,
music,
news,
and more.
The world famous Hot 97.
Download the new Hot 97 app now.
Right now.
Rich, but it's them North Man style.
We are running ground.
Call right now, 800-223-9797. Lord Never Loses. Lord, what you giving away?
Yeah, we got tickets to the HBCU Legacy Classic basketball game on February 4th at the Prudential Center in Newark for the Michael B. Jordan and Invesco Triple Q Legacy Classic. All right, so visit Prue Center for tickets, but we got you if you play. Lord Never Loses. We need two contestants to hit us up right now, 800-223-9797.
We ready, Grum?
Shut up, what am I saying?
A lot of gang talk in the news today. Shout out to all our Haitian family listening. Sak passe, maboule, and all of that. Sak a fete. The gang violence down there in Port-au-Prince, they say, is unprecedented. You know, the government down there in Haiti is... worse than normal. How about that? Like, I read an article that basically said the whole... government failed to like turn in and renew the constitution, and I was like, wait, what? And like all the senators, or you know how you have senators, the House of Representatives, the Congress of Haiti was like defunct, because remember they assassinated the last president.
Right.
People forget that.
Mid-pandemic, couple
which
of years.
Which was a job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it was so, like, you know, somebody went to take him out because of the, you know, according to what conflicts. I've read, mm-hmm. because of what he was trying to do for Haiti.
Right.
Because they want to keep Haiti dysfunctional.
Facts.
They want to keep Haiti, so they can continue to take the resources and take advantage of the people in the island.
100%.
Which goes back, I mean, you know. Going to it's the history story. Of Haiti, yeah, but so there's that,
so
they're saying that
because
the gang,
of that,
there's just no order, you know, even more, even worse than normal, and that's mostly in Port-au-Prince. You talk to people who go to Haiti a lot, and Haitian people, they'll be like, "Look, there's more to the island than Port-au-Prince,"
mm-hmm.
but you know, Port-au-Prince is what they put on the news.
Got you,
right.
You know,
right.
Then on the other side of the of the water, which is us, gang violence here in America. NYPD and FBI arrest the Trinitarios gang.
Trinitarios.
Oh.
Right here in the city.
That's a
big gang sweep.
That's a big gang sweep, yeah.
Listen, man. It's only one gang.
The biggest gang?
The big gang.
Whoop, whoop.
And their affiliates.
Mm-hmm.
All the alphabets.
The alphabet boys. FBI.
If you
CIA.
Are thinking that your around the way organization is going to cause chaos, confusion, and dismay around the streets, disrupting people's everyday lives, scaring people, they coming to get you, bro. They coming to get you. That's just what it is. So it says here, NYPD and FBI arrest Manhattan gang members. The Trinitarios gang. Federal agents round up alleged Trinitarios gang members in sweeping Manhattan raids.
Man.
That's probably, that's uptown when they say Manhattan. Because, you know, this ain't Tribeca.
Right.
This wasn't the financial district.
That's the financial district.
Even, and the reason I make that joke is because you know they doing crimes down there too.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do sweeps for those crimes though. Hell, I don't even know if they even get locked up. White collar crimes, financial crimes. T-Bro in the Morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. Shawnee Culture led us astray last night. He said it was going to be fire and brimstone last
night. And thunder.
I didn't see it. Well, I actually went in at the window several times.
It did rain heavy.
It did rain. We knew that,
heavy,
though.
Heavy.
But you made it sound like...
This is what they said. They said the sky was going to rumble.
And we said it may not. And you was like, nah, fire and brimstone.
They said lightning and thunder.
There was a little snow, but, you know...
Yeah,
I got smacked in the face by the heaviest piece of snow ever.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Because, you know, it was raining, but then there would be like these periodic chunks. It fell out, it smacked.
Right.
It was heavy.
So you acting like it's light, but you got smacked by the weather.
Yeah, but it wasn't fire and brimstone.
I mean, did you feel like somebody smacked fire at you?
Nah, I didn't.
A little bit? No.
Nice try, though. Man. Appreciate you. On the line, it's time to get to these tickets. We got Jackie and Luke. Jackie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
We blessed, you know, taking a look at the goings on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did you know an iceberg the size of London just broke off in Antarctica?
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Size of London?
What?
Wait, the whole of England or just London?
No, it says London, sir. You see right there? It says
size
London.
Of a city.
Okay. Yeah, not England. Size of the city.
It's still big. It's big. Just broke. But that seems like that happens.
It
up
seems
there in
like
Antarctica.
That icebergs just break off?
Yeah, big, like, parts of glaciers.
I don't think it's supposed to, though.
It's not supposed
to. It happens. Right. I don't know at what rate it's supposed to, but
global
it seems
warming.
Like, yeah, that's what this is about. That's what.
Global warming.
You know, the climate change. Let's not go with. I've changed from global warming to climate change.
Yeah, I've been corrected.
You know what I mean? Because I think that the globe naturally warms. It's what we as human beings and our shenanigans have added to the atmosphere
indeed.
To speed it up and throw things out of whack.
Right. And the position of the sun. I mean, us to the sun. Centuries. It shifts things.
You know what I mean? Luke, how are you today?
Good, man. Just getting to work right now.
What do you do, man? You don't sound happy about this getting to work thing.
I'm in the electrician's union in Local 3. I'm up in the Bronx.
Yo, y'all make mad bread, son. Well, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You should be chipper. What you making, like $60 an hour or something?
Yeah, I'm still an apprentice, but yeah, it's upwards of 60,
Caking, bro. Yeah, y'all apprentices, y'all get cake too, though, but just not as much as the main guys.
Exactly.
Well, good for you, man. Proud of you, bro. Keep grinding, man. Keep grinding. There's a lot of people not doing nothing. At least you're doing something, and you're getting to that paper. So, proud of you. Jackie, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Stiles in the game that lives up to its name most of the time?
I'm going to go with you, bro.
Ooh.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Laura, I think, didn't Laura
don't
win
do
yesterday?
Don't do me dirty.
I mean, if they don't try to cheat me, then we good, Jack.
You won yesterday.
Oh, it's wild. I love when that happens.
Yeah. See, he knew that.
I love when that happens.
He just wanted you to say it.
Yeah, man, that's right. I like to hear it. I like to hear it.
Thank you.
6 seconds on the clock. Shining with the question.
Right.
Let's play.
Laura never lose it.
All right, here we a hoax had people
Ebro.
Thinking that Ebro.
A hoax had people thinking that
three.
The LGBT two. Trans community wanted to cancel Aretha Franklin's song Natural Woman.
Natural Woman is the answer.
Wow.
That was a lot you said. Which Disney princess? Sorry.
Disney
Ebro.
Princess.
Let's go with Ariel, the Little Mermaid.
Incorrect. Which Disney princess is the only one based on a real person?
Oh.
Three.
Pocahontas?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Tie
good,
game.
Good one. That was good.
Which 2017 moves?
Laura. Oh.
That's, moves? That should have been movie, but it's misspelled here.
Okay, like, go with movie.
Movie. Girls Trip.
Facts. Boom. Going to Ghana.
Okay.
Going to Ghana. And Sesame Street, who lives in a trash can? Ebro.
Oscar the Grouch.
That's facts. That's facts. Tie game. Which song will Babyface be singing? Laura.
America the Beautiful.
That's facts. At the Super Bowl. At their fall... What was the name of the leader of the Aztecs? Felt like Laura, but go ahead. Ebro.
The name of the leader of the...
I know this one.
Three.
I don't even know what you said. The asterisks? I don't know what the asterisks are.
I didn't say asterisks.
Oh.
Sounds like it, though. Three.
Two.
One.
Okay, I know.
I don't know what he said.
He said the Aztecs.
Correct.
Oh, the Aztecs. I heard the Aztecs. Montezuma.
Yes, Montezuma.
That's facts.
Lloyd!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, who are the Aztecs?
The Aztecs?
I was like, what are the Aztecs?
The Aztecs.
When did the Asterix fall off?
Congratulations.
Yo, Jackie, that was the worst that could have happened to you. I did you dirty.
Can you guys give it to Jackie?
Oh, wow. Oh. Jackie wins either way. Wow. Luke is showing love.
Wow. Luke, you're the real winner.
Thank you.
You're so sweet. Yeah, that's very generous.
Yo, Luke, man, you're an amazing guy, man.
I appreciate it.
Yo, man.
Yeah, man, don't worry about it. I don't mind.
Yeah, it's love, bro. It's love, bro. The HBCU basketball classics, man. It's be a good time at the Barclay. Jackie, take the family, okay?
All right. Thank you, Luke.
All right. Hang on. That was dope, Luke. We appreciate you.
Oh, I know.
Luke, you sure you all right, bro?
Yeah, man. I'm good. I'm just getting to work. I'm a little early, so I'm just hanging out.
All right. You sound a little down. He sounds a little sad, right?
All right, Luke. No, I think he just chilled.
He's chilling. You smoke something, Luke?
Yeah, bro, I'm posted up. No, I don't smoke.
Okay. All right, good job. Hang on. Jackie, we love you, Luke. Stay cool out here. Stay chill. Jackie, call back. Laura Stiles got flashing lights coming up.
Yes, coming up in a flashing light report. People were very emotional. 21 Savage was named best rapper alive.
Oh, I missed that.
What?
Yeah, he got the most votes, huh?
Jeez,
wait,
Louise.
Best name, best rapper. What is that, rapper
best
of the year?
Best rapper alive.
Who's his
wait,
team?
What?
Who's
we'll
his
discuss
team?
Coming up, flashing lights.
Alive.
So many reasons why I want you for you, my love.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
If I rule the world. I love them. Why they're supposed to be?
They should leave that part in.
I know.
What? I love them, baby.
I always thought you cut it off.
The cold outro should be there.
They didn't. It's not on the version that plays.
Well, whoever put that in our trusty automated system.
I believe someone should pay. Right. With their job.
It's an important part.
That's what I'm saying. Fireable offense.
Well, it is a fireable offense, right? Because someone, a human, put it in this system. It's not the system's fault.
Mm-mm.
And that's the reason people are hiring robots now.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they wouldn't make that mistake.
The robot wouldn't make that mistake.
Mm. Robot knows.
It's the human that told the robot what to do that gets the blame.
This is deep.
Yeah, we should bring in a robot.
We have. Radio stations have used robots for a long time. Most of the music and commercials and stuff you're hearing, I'm from the era where you had to play each and every one individually.
Right.
Every commercial, got to make sure it hits, got to make sure it hits on time. You got to make sure each song plays
on time.
The car
machines would at least trigger each other.
You could automate them, but if a human made that cart, which would look like an 8-track for the audience, they put that audio wrong on there, you in trouble. You have dead air.
This is crazy.
Dead air used to be a fireable offense. So audience, if you want to know what dead air is, that is when you're listening to the radio and nothing is happening.
I think that's one radio term they know.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I think dead air is known.
It's pretty, right?
I mean, you can figure it out. I think they've heard it. By the way, they listen to the show. They've heard it every once in a while. With all due respect,
you know, he means disrespect.
With all due respect,
it's human error.
He
didn't but are we pro that. Robot? Is that
he
what we're saying?
He didn't have to do that.
He did. I mean, he did not have to do that.
But it was funny. Why would I not do that?
I mean, it was kind of funny at the expense of me.
That's what I'm saying.
So it's not really that funny. I just have a sense of humor. But it was kind of insulting.
I just want to document that at this point in the morning, with several hours left in the program, Rosenberg has drawn a line, and Shawnee will be looking for an opportunity throughout the program to strike back.
I have to dig.
Why? Just because all I see,
I watch it unfold all the time on this program.
No, nothing's worse than
somebody will take a shot, something will happen, and then for the rest of the show, someone's looking for an opportunity.
Well, listen, we made it through yesterday. Nothing's worse
what?
Than me.
You and Cass One.
You and Cass One was going ham.
I saw a tweet that was the funniest.
Whitish Wednesday was a disaster.
Someone tweeted, Cass One is like, has to be the youngest in a family.
Yep.
Because, like, he literally ruins it for everyone. If it's going to be ruined, he's just throwing a tantrum and the whole thing's getting ruined.
That's right. And he is, I think.
It's crazy.
I don't think he has younger siblings. I think all his siblings are older.
Every time I play a record, he'll be like, that's cute, that's cute. He'll talk on it. If he plays a record and I then say something, he's like, Rosenberg, shut up and let the record play. It's crazy. I get bullied the entire segment.
Sure. Yeah, it happens, man. It happens.
It was a disaster.
ESPN's own Rosenberg's here. While we have a few beats, we'll tap into what happened with the Brooklyn Nets last night, who shot, 56 or 53, some crazy number from the field.
I think 65. Mm.
And still lost the game.
It's unfortunate. Wow. It is very unfortunate.
Oh, who they play against?
Oh, they played the Philly Sixers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Philadelphia.
But they don't have, and they don't have Durant.
And they don't have Kevin Durant, but still.
Yeah, that's tough, man.
It's a tough loss.
To shoot 65% and lose, but Philly was like perfect from the free throw line. I mean, listen, what you can do, man? No KD. What do you expect from this team?
If they don't have KD. Congratulations, you played yourself.
By the way, did you hear that Kyrie Irving said his team says he's exploring an extension with the Nets right now?
I think it's a good time for him to be saying that.
Do you?
I don't think it's a good time for the Nets to say explore yes. it also, but it's a good time for Kyrie to say it.
Exactly. The Nets, if you guys have any self-respect, you're going to be like, we'll revisit this in the offseason.
That's right. And that's fair.
I need more than 2 months.
I need more time.
I need a little more time.
That would be like a relationship with the person you're with, and they start acting right for like 2 weeks.
And they're like,
I want to get married. And you're like, you know what? Great idea.
Let's see where we're at in 2 years.
Let's go, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're
lights.
Ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
So Complex is crowning 21 Savage one of the best rappers alive in 2022.
I'm not falling for your troll, Complex.
21, 22.
So they're saying they're doing this because of his consistent output, his improvement, the evolution and wordplay of every verse, what he's delivered. But
they said, what's the title? What did they call it again?
So
greatest rapper alive
in 2022.
And I want to know. I'm curious about. Did a lot of rappers die that I didn't know about? Like
that Hove.
Oh my god.
A lot of greats.
Nas, who just put out a phenomenal body.
Well, I was gonna say,
how about this, Drake?
Well, I said my tweet yesterday was, I love 21. I honestly enjoy listening to him right now as much as just about anyone. He really is a fun listen. He wasn't the best rapper on his own album.
Crazy. I'm not doing this to 21 Savage. I'm not participating.
Why? He does it.
It's too easy.
Well, they interviewed him, and they tell him, congratulations on being named Complex Best Rapper Alive. How does it feel? And he's like, it feels like an overstatement.
Honestly. Oh, I like 20. See? You he's see? Like, that's why I'm not falling for the troll.
And then he's like, but I'm thankful that y'all feel that way.
As he should be.
Yeah, of course he should feel thankful. But I'm glad he said it feels like an overstatement. Because guess what? It is.
Absolutely. And Ebro, let's not get caught up in the T-ball era. I know that we're not allowed to, like, you know, compare women in music. That's obviously a big faux pas.
Oh, we're comparing rappers. And if you're a woman and you rap, you're getting compared.
So I'm not playing T-ball with 21. You're great. You're not the greatest rapper alive.
The reason I said I'm not falling for Complex's troll is because 21 didn't say it. Someone else said it. So to be mean to 21.
What's that mean? Is that mean though?
Or to act like his work is not good or he doesn't.
No, I would never do that. He's
not
great.
Doing that. And nor did I want to get on some, 21, you ain't, I didn't want to go at him. This is more about Complex.
This is
more about Complex's troll in an effort to get people to start talking. And I guarantee you, they picked 21 not because of the things that they said about him, which some of those things are true.
Okay.
They picked it because Complex is owned by a major corporation who wants clicks.
That's, well, that's their business.
And they know 21 has been embroiled in different controversies throughout the year, and they knew people would be emotional about this statement. This isn't based on anything. They know goddamn well what they're doing, bro.
Yeah, that is true.
That's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 7 a.m., a high of 50 degrees today, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets.
That sounds like no.
It's not going to happen.
That's what they're saying. It started out as one day, like, oh, maybe. And then the next day, it was like, eh, maybe not.
So it's people looking for something to talk about yet again. People looking for clicks. In this weird in-between time when there's not a football game all the time and basketball in the city's kind of trash.
Exactly. And baseball's still a ways off. Like,
so you needed a story.
Aaron Rodgers coming here would be a story, boy. That would be exciting. Not going to happen.
It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, Ben Simmons. You get in the button coming up, bro.
Congratulations. Oh. You played yourself.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHD-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire! Fire,
fire, fire. Pull it up, cuff it up.
Yo, shout out to Mass Appeal last night. Had a phenomenal event at Fotografica. Is that how I'm saying?
Yeah,
Fotografica. Fotografica. Cass was in there. Laura was in there. Rosenberg was in there. Sorry I couldn't make it, y'all. That rain was different.
Different
last night. But it's an amazing presentation, museum, if you will, of photography, because it's Fotografica is the museum, so I think it's a photography museum, and of hip-hop history, yes?
Yes, it was, my guess is this is the kind of stuff we will see when the Universal Hip-Hop Museum officially opens, and they already have exhibits that they've been running, but this was put together by the same people who are doing that, and the photos started in the early 70s, and went all the way up through the most modern photo I think I saw was the Migos. They had a photo of Quavo and Takeoff that was beautiful. That one, like, it hit us. Yeah. Like, I looked over at Natalie, and she was like, it, like, levels you to see him kind of part of hip-hop history.
But they had amazing photos of the City Girls and Travis Scott and a very Tyler. Artsy Tyler.
But they had our brother K. Slay, rest in peace. You told me they had a photograph of him.
Multiple.
Yeah, on the turntables in the park, plugged 82. Into the light post, 1982. Yep.
Off takes of like Lauren and Wyclef on the rooftop. Remember that? That photo shoot on the rooftop where he's on a guitar? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the sheepskin. They had the camera one where he has the full white mink with all the cam jewels and the Harlem World jewels. That was fire. They
It's just dope.
There was a Biggie shot that I had never seen. Everyone's wearing shirts that say I'm a bad boy, and he's with Pac. It's Biggie, Pac, but I'd never seen this one. And then Little C's smiling next to them, looking legitimately 12 years old. I'd never seen it. Like, there were multiple Biggie photos even. I'd never seen. There was a pun photo I'd never seen.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, the DJs... It was this, it took this thing of like that I always think in my imagination, the whole lamppost era that we kind of like, you know, talk about, but like seeing photos of it, I was like, yo, man, there's gonna be a hip hop museum.
It's
I got
beautiful.
Emotional. I was emotional seeing it. I was like, this
beautiful.
Is crazy.
And the mixtape, did you see the mixtapes, Rosenberg?
Yes.
I just walked past. I gotta tell you, I kind of walked past it and Laura just showed it to me.
Yo, the mixtapes were fire.
Fire, yeah, right? Everyone.
They have everyone. They that was like an era where people were actually making tapes.
The actual tapes.
They have the actual
Craig
tapes.
Craig G, Who Kid, Camilo, yes. Enough, Flex, yeah. Mr. C,
Doo-Wop.
Tony Touch, everyone who put out mixtapes, but they were like in perfect condition, right, yeah. Cass? I'm like, yeah. Whoever took care of this, wow.
And the people came out, man. The Mass Appeal,
Mass Appeal did a phenomenal job getting people to the location. but yo, Mass Appeal, if you ever make people, taxpaying citizens of New York City, stand outside in the rain and wait for the mayor to show up to the event.
Congratulations. What? You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, copy up, playing yourself.
Yo. Oh, I didn't finish telling you that.
Playing yourself.
So the deal is the mayor works for the people. Very important person, should be protected, should have security, et cetera, et cetera. It's raining crazy. The hip-hop community's out at the museum, the Fotografiska, and people are standing in the pouring rain. Can't get in. And these are alleged VIPs waiting for the mayor to show up.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Cass, I don't know what time you arrived. Laura was much before me. Okay.
Yeah.
So I got there after work. So it was like 7:15. Line was crazy. Rain's coming down crazy. No one's being allowed in. The people were very polite to me. Thank you to the security. They were very nice. They could tell it was messed up. I was like, that we couldn't get in. But they're like, the door's shut down right now. The mayor's coming. I was like, that's
when?
Not... No, first of all,
who, win.
And who
Second
cares?
Of all, stop it. Knock it off. He works for us.
Congratulations. No, you played
And
yourself.
Third of all, don't pretend like it's a big deal that the mayor's out. It's a Wednesday. He's out every Wednesday.
That's a fact.
Like, I'm sorry, with all due respect, you're shutting down the hip-hop line because it's a hip-hop event. There's a rich former cop coming.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Honestly, what when I was leaving, what made me sad is that a lot of, you know, the OGs, and they're a lot older. So it's like, fam, you better let these folks in. They're the reason why we're even here.
That's right.
You better pay attention.
That's fact.
Know who you're looking for. Their priority over the mayor. I'm sorry.
Exactly. And by the way, listen, shout out to Massimo. They did a great job. It's a hard job. I get the people were trying to deal with it. It was very hard. You just need to be prepared for this because the hard part's going to be with all these museum rollout things. It's going to be busy doors, people who want to get in. We can't allow the people who are in the photos inside to not be allowed to get it. We have to be mindful.
Well, whoever works for the mayor, man, if y'all calling places like, yo, hold the line until we get there because we
security.
Don't...
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Nah, bro. When y'all pull up outside, he could wait in the car for a second. Then they can hold the line.
For 5 seconds while he walks in?
While he walks in. You ain't got to do a preemptive hold.
Congratulations.
It's not the president. It's not the president, guys.
And furthermore, to Eric Adams, I heard you were unapproachable at the event. So you're out with the people, but nobody can't speak to you?
And it was already a VIP room to be in. It's not like he was in, you know, he wasn't at the Barclays Center for a concert wandering around. This was already a pretty VIP event. You could just chill.
Yo, man, swag, B. Another congratulations you played yourself goes to the Brooklyn Nets and Ben Simmons. You guys played a phenomenal game last night based on the numbers on the page. But Ben Simmons, bro, you shot the ball one time in the first half. We still doing this? And then in the third, he put up 10 points all of a sudden.
It's...
So if you could do that in the third, you can't do that in the first or second?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I saw a clip, bro. Your man was 3 inches from the basket, didn't even want to jump straight up in the air and put the ball in.
I'm telling you, I actually do believe now.
That's psychological.
Yeah. There is a mental health thing going on there. I'm not saying it's like he's not well, but there's some issue blocking him.
Yeah, he does. I think, listen, bro, Ben Simmons. They were chanting F. Ben Simmons in Philly last night.
Well, that sounds right. I mean, they're supposed to.
That's on par. You're going to, when you go there, they're going to boo you. People are going to anticipate you taking bad shots, missing shots. It's going to happen. I think at this point, go for it, man.
Go for it.
Just go for it. You're 6'10". Go for it.
No,
I know it's been tough in your life. Your light-skinned peeler made fun of you a long time. I know, but it's okay, bro. Nothing to worry about. Go ahead, take the shot. People gonna talk they ish, but it'll come together for you, man. Be brave, man. Be brave.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Be strong.
Lauren, what you got on your list today?
So, you know, Twitter's been a hot mess. But I noticed that Twitter welcomed and reinstated known white supremacist Nick Fuentes. You know, he was the one that Kanye was running around with. He's very proud white supremacist. So everybody was like, wow, I can't believe they let him back in after all the
nonsense. Elon Musk is the owner of Twitter now. Everybody gets their Twitter account back.
Congratulations.
Free thinking.
And he comes back with a video of him say, the video says like DEFCON 3 and yay 2024 whatever,
that's,
you know.
That's going to happen.
Well, they quickly banned him. I don't know what he did, but they quickly banned him again. So he came up and he came right back off. What are you guys doing?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Well, it's the same thing where Elon Musk a few weeks ago was like, hey, you know, am I doing a good job? Remember he took that poll and everybody was like, nah, somebody else needs to run this damn thing.
Yeah.
And literally, droves of people, millions, voted for Elon Musk to get away from Twitter and let it be controlled by someone else.
Yep.
We have heard nothing about that after that vote.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
He owns it. Is this, what are we talking about? It was all silly. But I think maybe, you know, listen, some of these situations aren't that bad in that he allows people to hang themselves. Oh, I'm going to let you back in. And if they come in and they mess up and they still get banned, you know, I'm not saying he's doing it for that reason. I don't think he is. But that is what's going to happen.
Ultimately, it looks like in some cases, yeah.
As long as they continue to then ban people for doing that.
That's right.
But what they're not going to do is like when Trump comes back on, because Trump is allowed to come back on, he can't come back on financially because of his deal with Truth Social. When Trump's allowed to start tweeting financially again, it'll be interesting to see if they do anything. My guess is they won't, because he won't go up to that line. Trump's not going to write DEFCON 3.
No, and remember, Trump's ban was tied to January 6th and
inciting violence.
Inciting violence, right? Wasn't that part of that?
Yeah, it was around that, I believe.
Rosenberg's got something on the list. Do we need special music for this moment? You texted me late last night around 11 p.m. I woke up to it this morning and it said, I need 5 minutes.
I did say I need 5 minutes.
Okay.
To talk about this AP, which is, what's AP? Advanced Prep African American Studies.
Yes. I'll leave it to Shawnee. Shawnee, you can feel out the moment, decide what you want to do.
This is about the African American Studies ban.
Yes. Thank you.
In Florida.
So. So I have to admit, I've kind of been sleeping on this because I think, like many people, I've been sort of numb.
After I screamed at white people like a week ago?
But that's every day with you. So you're actually the main reason I'm numb to it. It's like, oh, it's Tuesday. It's like Mayor Adams being out on a Wednesday. I don't even notice it anymore. So, like, I think sometimes I take for granted what's actually happening. And I heard a story just the other day. I was listening to a podcast about this town in Texas where they had this huge controversy around books in the teacher's library, including books about Rosa Parks. And how about this? A mandate that they wanted, the parents were upset, and they said, if you're going to have books about the Holocaust, you should have books presenting both sides.
What's the other side?
What's the other side?
So they have, I mean, do they have Mein Kampf? That's the other side.
So So last night, after going to the Universal Hip Hop Museum and finding myself like legitimately emotional looking at these pictures of like the foundation of hip hop and being like, oh my God, look at this culture. These people are gonna be in the museum. These cats who are hanging out in the street in 1981, 82 with nothing, just hanging out making art, are gonna be in a museum. And it feels like the kind of thing that should be in a museum. I was like very emotionally touched by seeing it and excited. And then I get in the car and my brother's like, yo, you seen what's happening? That they banned AP African American History? For people who aren't like big school nerds, like the AP classes, if you're really serious about school and going to college and higher education, you're taking the AP classes.
Yeah, advanced placement.
And AP African American History, I mean, there's AP math, there's AP biology, there's AP US history, AP African American history. We're talking about learning about the basic things, you know, on a more advanced level. So here's the description of it, what's happening in Florida. So pay attention if you can indulge me. The education department listed concerns in the curriculum, including topics covering intersectionality and activism, black feminist literary theory and black queer studies. Ron DeSantis, the governor, the man who banned, now has banned AP African American history for right now, says, now who would say that an important part of black history is queer theory? That is somebody pushing an agenda on our kids. He believes that this sort of education is part of the, quote, woke indoctrination. So it got me thinking, because this keeps coming up. Ebro and I keep talking about, like, the words like woke, etc., about what these words woke and snowflake now mean. And what they mean are that you are weak for caring about the feelings of others. You are soft if you acknowledge that non-white hetero Christians have benefited while people of color, particularly black people, have suffered in this country on the prejudice this country was founded on. It truly means that these soft, tender cowards are so terrified of acknowledging that they may have any sort of advantage, exposing how many people have nothing more but skating by on average whiteness, that they now co-opted terms to make the decent people seem weak and to make the weak and feeble-minded seem strong. And now they want to eliminate for real from class African-American history. They believe that studying Rosa Parks and Dr. King is too political, literally. Basic truth that prior to now, even the most conservative Americans accepted as basic American history. They're now being challenged by another generation of racist cowards. And I just sat last night. I don't understand. I've thought about this so many times. This is like the most basic thing about racism I don't understand. What is hard? And I'm talking to white people right now. What is hard about being white and acknowledging that there have been inherent benefits to being white in this country? Why is it so hard to admit that black people and brown people and Asian people and Jews and LGBTQ people, but specifically black folks, black Americans, have suffered in this country while the descendants of slave owners and even just people who look like those slave owners have often flourished? I mean, you're not a racist, right? I mean, you don't want to perpetuate this hate, right? So why is it so hard to admit the truths about this country? This nation was formed on the backs of black people. And the special form of racism created in America continues to pay dividends for whiteness to this day. Now listen, I am no tough guy, and I certainly do not want to spend my life fighting like the brave men and women who fought for things decent about this country in the 60s. But I promise you, and I wouldn't say this about much, I will be dead in the cold earth before I accept the real history of this country being erased. And listen, it probably won't require that kind of fight. Let's be honest. The sad little racists, they lose every time. Just be real. I mean, you lost in the 1800s. You lost in the 1900s. And now with your last dying gasp to fight for white supremacy again, you will lose again, because that's what hateful losers do. But if you think that you're going to erase African-American history from this country and we're going back to Jim Crow America, I have something for you.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Well said.
Playing yourself.
I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
So the fight begins now to fight back against this, because
it's Florida specifically. It's not everyone, but and we know Florida, I mean, as a state.
Congratulations.
Right.
You played
but
yourself.
But it's constant.
But you have to really think about what this is. Like, no James Baldwin. Okay? No Langston Hughes. Who else? No Alice Walker.
They don't want you to learn about Booker T. Washington. I'm talking about, like, very, you know, things that are just...
Dolores Huerta. Nope. None of
that. Who's my man who invented the peanut?
Carver.
James.
George Washington Carver. Carver? We can't learn about the peanut?
He invented a lot of things.
They're going to go, I don't know about it. They probably won't stop eating
peanut. They didn't invent the peanut. It was peanut butter.
Even better.
See, this is why they need to teach it.
I just do worry that Florida, we always look at Florida as the crazy outlier. But what it really is the pulse of the worst of the ideologies of this country.
Well, one of the things that stuck out to me when you were talking was when you asked white people what's so hard. And I think you have to put it through the lens of privilege. When you've never had to deal with adversity at all, the smallest little piece of accountability, adversity, challenge, you know, embarrassment of some sort, feels like your whole world's coming apart. It's like that little kid in the grocery store in the aisle who can't get some M&Ms and he's laying out in the middle of the floor throwing a tantrum. And you're like, really? This is what we're doing? You got all of this stuff that's great, but this one little item that you have to deal with that you can't have something exactly the way you want it to, you're going to throw a tantrum.
And what is the thing
you don't want? And so you don't want to be accountable for the actions of people who looked like you and or your actual family who came before you that benefited you to this
day. But you're almost saying that, honestly, to be truthful, though, you're almost saying that they would have to do more than they really would. Accountable implies you have to do anything. All anyone's asking for is acknowledgement. No one's saying walk out.
They don't want to be looked at.
No one's saying leave your house and give your job to someone else.
They don't want the finger being pointed at them. They don't want to be looked at. They don't want to have to talk about
it. But you wouldn't feel like the finger was being pointed at you if you didn't have those beliefs. You would be like, that's my ancestor. I'm disgusted by it. We're a different kind of person.
And then it becomes work, though. You do have to do something. You do have to work.
You mean like read history?
No, like acknowledgement is work for some people. You know that. Look, we talk about people can't even apologize. You can't even say the words correctly. I apologize for blank. Like, people have a problem with that in society. They don't do well with it at all. So you're asking the large majority of the population, 60% of the population of America considers themselves white. Whether they're actual descendants of slave owners, I don't know what that percentage is.
No.
Right? But the benefits of the structure of racism in America
go
beyond whether or not you own slaves or your family owns
slaves. It's walking into a job interview. It's walking down the street without fearing police harassment.
It's beauty standards. It's
getting
a
loan at the bank.
It's all of that. It's when people look at your name on a form and they're like, what type of name is this? Where is this person from? Is this person a Muslim? Is this person must be a black person based on their name. It goes into that.
Of course it does.
And then obviously it goes into the education system, and it goes into economics, and it goes into where you're able to live, and it goes into a lot of places. And for a group of individuals to say, you know what, we're going to do the work, because like I told you when we first covered this story, the work isn't on the victims. The work to unravel this isn't on the people who have been marginalized, ostracized, and made to feel worthless. The work is on the individuals who are benefiting from the structure. If they actually wanted to change, that's the piece.
But the thing is, the people that we're talking about aren't the ones that are going to do the work. The work has to be done by people who actually give at least somewhat of a damn.
And they don't want their children feeling guilty. They don't want their kids in school feeling, I don't want little Bobby and you know, Stacy to feel sad about the past of this country. I want them to be a proud American, and I want them to be proud of the country that they live in. And
so they want a fake version of it.
Yes.
You can't find a way to make them proud of it in spite of the many flaws.
What U.S., United States culture have you been watching where people actually want to do the work to improve themselves? People want to go jump on a table with a doctor and improve themselves. People want to pop a pill and improve themselves. People want it improved now, yesterday. They don't want to do generational work to make themselves better. They don't want to change their diet. They don't want to actually deal with their problems in front of them. They want to get a divorce, walk away, and start over again.
Well said. Well said.
That's our culture.
Yeah.
Fast track.
But now they're willing to do the work. They're willing to do the work to stop the education.
Yeah.
They're willing to work to stop
Erase
the work.
Erase it. Erase it so we don't have to deal with it. Hopefully it'll go away. Hopefully if we stay on this and we keep browbeating these individuals into the pavement, they'll just give up and go away. Stop bringing it up. That's why also when it comes to immigration, listen, that's why they don't want to bring more dark complected people to the United States. That's why you hear Trump and them talking about how come people from this nation that's more white or more light complected doesn't want to come to the United States.
Mm-hmm. They only want to come from ish-hole countries, as he said.
Exactly. So they don't want more black people in America to remind them of their original sin.
But the thing, they can't win this fight. They can be loud.
We know that.
They can't win.
We know that. But they're going to keep trying. And now they're wheeling out. What's the guy you talked about they just let back on Twitter?
Nick Fuentes.
They're wheeling out somebody with the last name Fuentes to really confuse people. Mm-hmm. Just like yesterday when we was doing Whitish Wednesday. Christina Aguilera ain't white. She's Latin. She's Hispanic. People confused. They don't even know. They don't know that they're... Just because you're Hispanic don't mean you can't be white.
Or black.
Or black.
Kanye loves Trump.
You know what I'm saying? So people get confused. They erase some of the history. Hopefully a generation goes by. You got little kids growing up right now being taught, yo, we can all just get along. You're like, yo, we can, you know, we can all, we don't have to focus on these things. And they hope that generations forward, we're not talking about this. That's what they hope. But I'm on the radio for the next little while. So, you know what I'm saying?
At least here we're going to be all right.
Cast One, go ahead. 97 minutes commercial free on the way. DJ Juanito, some tickets and all that. Happy Thursday. It's going to be windy, but the sun is back. At least for a little bit.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Girls got it, man. Lola Brooke. Billy B. Brooklyn. Don't play with it, huh? Put your whole way. At least that song is in code, though. So, like, if somebody, you know what I mean? Like, if somebody came across that record, they won't really know what she really talking about.
I don't think I really. Hello.
Hi. Hey, everyone. How you doing? I don't think I realized that that's what it's about.
Really? You haven't listened.
I just hear it and...
You're like, oh, bro.
It sounds like a fight.
Right. Sounds like something about to pop off.
Sounds like a fight. It just sounds like a fight. That's all I hear.
Yo, Lola Brooke, man. She's doing great. A lot of young artists coming out of the city, man. Young ladies. New sounds. New styles. You know what I mean? Something to be proud of. The city looking good right now, man. Shout out to all the DJs in the city too, supporting the artists.
Could be a it could be like a real moment in time.
Nah, let's just wait for it.
Yeah, man, people gotta deliver products too.
And you gotta be consistent. Yeah. That's the toughest part. People, you know, if you're talented, you can catch a hot record.
You can.
But you gotta be smart and have a great team to be consistent.
That's right.
Did you hear Ice Spice's new EP?
Yeah, of course. Light.
Fire.
Light. I think, you know, we'll talk to Ice Spice. But there's definitely some fire on there.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it's an EP. I'm wondering, though, my big wonder is, like, when you go back and you listen to, like, Favio's album, where people thought it was just going to be, like, a drill album, and he showed many different styles on the album. Like, he rhymed over different types of songs.
Right.
When I listen to this Ice Spice EP, a lot of it is the same, but I think that's the point, is that she's owning a sound right now. And as it grows, as she evolves...
Well, she has other... Well, I shouldn't speak on it yet, but she
see,
has
you see? You know stuff I don't know. All I know is what's on the EP, but right. We'll have Ice Spice up.
But I like her. She's just having fun.
That little TJ record with her is fire, bro.
That sample with the I Need a Girl?
Yes.
Yo, you might be... We got to play it now. It's called Gangsta Boo. We're going to have to play it for the people.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hard.
It's a good record. Bring in DJ John so we give something away. 800-223-9797. Call right now. It's DJ John.
Johnny?
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Hi, Johnny.
DJ John. John, what are you giving to people?
Tickets to a special Valentine's Day performance with Lloyd and Kate Kemp and more going down at the Palace Theater in Stamford, Connecticut. Mm. With our very own DJ Drewski, and all these tickets will be available at Ticketmaster.com, made hot by Live Nation.
DJ John.
What?
Yes. Your Knicks. Would you like to say anything?
They're mediocre.
Mickey Oker?
Yeah.
Okay, new word on the program. You know Mickey Oker.
Yeah, like mediocre, but Mickey Oker.
But Mickey Oker.
You know what I'm saying?
Like Omeka Okafor, kind of. If that was.
Nah, I think it's Mickey Oker.
Mickey Oker.
Yeah. Mickey Oker. Also, your Yankees. Anything you want to say to Yankees fans?
No, it's nowhere near spring training. Give it a minute. I mean, Aaron has been around in the city.
I heard he's been hanging out.
Yeah, he's out in the city, touching the people.
I like that.
Kissing babies.
He's really like, you know what? Now that I'm here permanently, basically for the rest of my career, I got to really lean in.
Yeah, like, hey.
I got to be seen in the streets.
You know what I'm saying?
So do you think he's warming up to be on his dare? He's saying, I don't know if he's in a relationship. Is he married? Does he have kids? Aaron Judge?
No, wait, Judge?
Yeah. Judge,
he's married. He's married. No kids yet.
Married. So he can't go on a full Jeter run right now.
No, it's over.
It's over.
It's a sweetheart.
See, because I wasn't sure if he was warming up to go on a Jeter run where he's about to be in these clubs.
Oh, that kind of Jeter run.
You know what I mean?
He missed that. He
missed that window already.
Yeah, he's not doing that.
He's not Jeter.
But he is. He's the captain.
He is the captain.
He is a captain.
No, the captain.
The captain.
Yeah, a captain.
The captain.
Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How you feeling?
We chilling. What's going on in your world, Sarah? What's really going on? Everything blessed and smooth?
Listen, I'm a child of God. I'm blessed. I'm smooth. And that's all that matters.
There it is. Now, you're going to answer this question super fast so you can be smarter than DJ John and get these tickets.
I'm scared.
Here we go.
Don't be scared. You got this. Now, Ebro brought this up earlier. The headline is, an iceberg roughly the size of London breaks off in Antarctica.
Huh?
So we're going to do some Antarctica trivia.
Okay? Oh, Antarctica trivia. Nobody's down.
Okay.
All right. Can you tell us, Antarctica is home to what flightless bird?
That's it. A bird. Penguin.
Hello.
Yes.
There you go.
Penguin.
Let's go.
You got it. All right. DJ John, can you tell us, what is the tallest peak on Antarctica?
Tallest peak?
Yeah.
Like mountain?
What?
Ooh. Peak, like
it's easy, John. Come on,
I don't know.
Well, you've been to Antarctica.
Yeah,
it's not fair.
Yeah, it's
right?
Not fair.
It's easy.
It's easy if you've been there. I don't know.
I don't.
Rosenberg, you know the tallest peak.
It starts.
John already lost.
It starts with a V. John, come on.
All right.
Vertical.
What?
Tell him what it is, Cass.
Is Vincent Massif? Is that how you
yes.
You can't even say it.
Correct. Oh, Vincent Massif. No, he got it right.
Vincent Massif.
Yeah, just like that.
Vincent Massif. Yo, you didn't know they had Jamaicans in Antarctica.
I ain't no po. Big up Vincent.
Caribbean Massif in Antarctica.
In the cold. It's crazy.
Yo, Sarah, you getting these tickets? See Lloyd, K Camp. Lauren DeCamp is performing with Drewski.
I love Lauren DeCamp.
Lauren DeCamp. Yeah, you in there. Hang on. Sarah, we love you for listening. Stay blessed. Have a great
Thank
day,
you.
Okay?
Love you.
Love you,
Y'all too. Stay blessed.
All right, hang on one sec. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Ugh. Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, a woman has filed a lawsuit accusing Mike Tyson of rape. Wow. I'll give you the details on this story coming up next.
Look at Rosenberg's face.
Yeah. I didn't see this
Not
story.
Again. I'm not doing this again, are we? Cast one.
Stop playing with him, Ryan. A baddie gon' get what she like. So what's your sign? Cause I like you.
Ice Spice, Lil TJ, BX.
You got a gangster vibe, and I want a gangster boo. One of a dangerous kind. I'm trying to see how a gangster move. You never worry.
I think of Uzi Vert a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a lot?
Every day?
No. Definitely not every day. Definitely not. But the reason I think of him is because how many years ago was it when he came up here and I threw on Mass Appeal for him to rhyme over? Because, you know, he's a rapper, that Uzi Vert. Even though that song right there, you might think, is this supposed to be, I don't even know what this is.
Right.
That record right there is like DJ Cool, Let Me Clear My Throat.
Yeah, it's like a break.
It's like it's a party break. It's a dance. There's dances that go away. It's a dance record. And Uzi Vert is also he's a dancer too. He's from dance culture too.
Like he's really? I don't even know.
Yeah, that's why he's always got a little dance move. Uzi Vert dance moves.
Big dancer.
Big dancer. But also MC. Like
and
get to these rhymes.
Also a small dancer.
Well, yeah. I mean stature, but big heart. Big ideas. Big creative.
Big
energy. But the reason I said I think of him a lot is because I wonder. You know, a lot of artists now that have a lot of talent, they don't display the talent because they just want to have hot records. And if you listen to most of the records, they feel like if they get too into the bars or they get too into the creative. Whatever, the creative aspects of rapping specifically, people won't want it. And it's very interesting because you look at somebody like Kendrick Lamar, you look at the J. Coles of the world who are going to get to these bars. And they've had success with it. But I just, that's why I think of Uzi Vert, because he came up here, he was like, yo, I'm going to be a rock star. Well, I'm going to be a rock star. And I was like, okay, we'll see, buddy. Chill out.
Will you be a rock star?
And he could be. It still could happen.
No, I think he
But how long, but the reason, how long ago was that?
I mean.
6 years.
He's kind of a rock star.
He
kind of
did it. I mean, yeah, he basically did it. I mean, he has like a huge following.
Well, why do you say kind of and basically?
Well,
why do you say?
Well, because he doesn't do rock music. But he is. A pretty big star, man.
He's a big star.
Yeah.
And so the reason I think of it a lot is because when people say rock star, I think hit songs, selling out stadiums, having your own tours, et cetera, et cetera. Like, I think the music, not just social media following in.
See, I think partying, destroying hotel rooms, lots of loose women, et cetera. And that's, he seems to be in a loving
cocaine
relationship.
Cocaine off women's breasts.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
He seems to be in a loving relationship.
He seems to be like in a loving relationship. Also. That's the only thing for me. Like, I want
like you're not taking groupies backstage and going ham.
But yeah, destroying the hotel, spending every dollar you got last night on repairing the hotel room you destroyed. You know what I mean? But no, I think he's a huge star, man.
No, he is. Congratulations to Uzi Vert. Let's go, flashing lights. Laura Staff.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
Now you're ready for the flashing light, and Laura Styles gonna put us on.
So, according to ESPN.com and a lot of outlets have been reporting this, a woman has filed a lawsuit accusing Mike Tyson of raping her sometime in the early 90s after she met him at a nightclub in Albany.
In the 90s.
Yeah, the legal action was filed under the New York's Adult Survivors Act, which gives sexual assault victims a one-year window to file a lawsuit over assaults that happened years ago or even decades ago. So the woman is suing for $5 million.
So this is a money thing. This isn't a criminal thing.
Yeah, she's claiming that Tyson raped her in a limousine, and she suffered physical, psychological, and emotional injuries in the year since.
Yeah, she's suing him.
Yeah, she's suing him. So the woman's affidavit does not provide a date of the attack, but it says only that it happened in the early 1990s.
This is hard, you know, with his past, this is going to be hard to defend. I don't know much about how these lawsuits work, like what evidence you need other than word, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but... It's definitely still going to, if he has to go get lawyers, pay
it's
lawyers,
costly.
But this that's is- where these settlements, because then it'll the next thing we read is Mike Tyson settles with woman for $1.5
million. Right. Which could be the thing you end up doing, but it's a precedent you don't want to set.
Boom.
Because, you know, listen, even under the best of circumstances, Mike was out here loose in the 90s.
That's right.
In the best way of putting it. You know what I mean? I think he would acknowledge that. He was out here.
And you said
meeting strangers
made the,
and doing things. So,
she made the doctor's report or police report?
It doesn't say
all that.
Doesn't say. So we don't know.
Why I say if you got to go get lawyers, go to court, it becomes a public thing. People are covering it constantly. It's dredging up the old stories of the 90s. And things that Mike Tyson was actually convicted for, whether people agree with it or not, right? Now you got to relive all of that at a time where Mike Tyson is this revered, loved, he's got other businesses going on, et cetera, et cetera. You're in a pickle if you're Mike. So part of the settlement could be the fact that she can't publicly talk about the settlement.
Oh, no.
So that it doesn't set a precedent. I've seen that before where it was like...
It just goes away.
It just... Boom. You can't talk to... Part of it is you can't talk to the press. We're not going to say anything because we don't want to set a precedent.
Right. That's... I mean...
It's unfortunate. But this is a... It's a great learning for anyone out here young and wilding right now.
You know, and like a lot of people
come back to haunt you.
It never goes away, bro.
No. And Mike, when he spoke about the what he was convicted of with Desiree, when he spoke about that story, like he definitely talked about being, he believes that the reason it went the way it went was sort of because he was uncool to her. Like, and he acknowledged that in his book. Like, I wasn't nice to her. I was like, I don't mind. You could take my limo home. Bye. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't a good guy in the moment. And because of that, who knows how many people out there have memories of him that weren't great. Because they had an encounter with him, and he was a wild boy. He was out here. You know what I mean? So that, you never know what could come up. I mean, listen, I'm not trying to say that there's not validity to it. Of course, I'm in a awkward situation to talk about it because I love the guy, and I certainly pray it's not true. But yeah,
well, we don't know what was going on in the 90s. Yeah. Well, but it, we just don't know.
Well, but it also is, once again, a learning opportunity for a lot of people who think that their bad behavior, once forgiven, means it's erased.
Right, and that's very important.
That's a very important thing, right? Like, you even see Chris Brown still dealing with the stuff he's dealt with, right? Years after the fact, where people are still bringing up a night. Now, it doesn't help that he had incidents after that that seemed very bad, right? And emotional problems and relationships at one level, whatever. But still, that one incident when you're a celebrity, when you're, or you're just an individual with a profile, can come back, even if the individual that it happened with forgave you. Or you did time in Mike Tyson's case.
I mean, listen, if it's one of those things that if it's true, obviously it's horrible, and I wouldn't even know what to say about it. And we just can't take these things lightly either. You know what I mean? Even though we all love Mike, I'm like, oh, I hope that's not true, and he's did time and all those things.
But is there a version of us that's like, yo, he's acknowledged who he was at that time in his life. We're talking 30 years ago. Maybe 25, whatever in the 90s. It doesn't give a specific date. It just says the 90s.
Yeah.
So we know it's at least 20 plus years ago.
What does that mean to say we, you know what I mean?
Meaning the person we see today, we love this person, and you've rehabilitated yourself in the public's eye, and you don't even like the person that you were then, right? Like, you've come out and you acknowledge that that's a bad person. Doesn't mean we still gotta like that person from the 90s. It doesn't mean that we can't hold you accountable for who you were in the 90s, or that goes away. Like, we could still say, yo, my mans was wildin', and he told us he was a terrible human being.
Yeah, that is true.
Both can be true is my point.
Yeah, both can be true.
It's your Flash and Light report. The time is 8:04, a high of 50 degrees. Alternate side parking is in effect.
Yo, we're celebrating 50 years of hip hop. And we're going to be talking about, what's the title again? The best or the greatest?
Greatest.
The greatest.
Greatest, because its impact is in there, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the greatest 50 hip hop songs.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Of all time.
Today, we're each going to pick. And by each, who's in the each?
Same as Whitish Wednesday, the participants of Whitish Wednesday, I was thinking. The all five of us.
Okay, so Rosenberg, Laura, myself, Shawnee, and Cast One. We'll get one record or two?
Two.
We'll each get two songs that we'll get to play.
Okay.
And then what happens?
Okay, so when we do this for real, when this starts in a few weeks.
So this is just a warm-up.
This is a warm-up. When we're starting this in a few weeks, what will happen is our great digital department will have voting on the app. So when we start the segment, the 10 songs will be listed on the app. And you have to go on the app to vote. And you can pick two songs.
Download that Hot 97 app.
Those two songs will get put on the list of the greatest hip-hop records of all time. The other eight do not make it. If we, let's say I bring in Juicy by Biggie and it doesn't get voted in that day, I could bring it back the next week.
That's right.
Someone else could bring it back the next week.
And we're going to do this for what, 25 weeks?
25 weeks leading up to August 12th.
August 11th.
August 11th.
Yeah.
Shawnee, when's your birthday?
My birthday. August 11th.
August 11th. Yeah. Hip-hop's a Leo.
Hip-hop is a Leo. Lion.
So keep it locked here. We're going to have some fun with that Ride or Die and the Gurus on the way.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, Hold On! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
It's time that we let them know
that girls is players too.
I joined. Christ.
Because girls is players too.
I was just asking Cash One. I was like, yo, who owns that beat right there? Because that beat.
Yeah.
Because now you got that record plus the, what's that artist, Naj, the dancehall joint?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that use this beat too, man.
I think
remember the Fat Man Scoop record?
Of course.
What do you mean, in history?
Yeah, in history.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm just talking about it coming back now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at this point, there's two hot, viral records using that Put Your Hands beat.
Right.
Who originally produced it?
Sean Mello, Buddha, and Epitome is what
See, I was about to say, I knew it wasn't Scratch. Yeah, it was Sean Mello, because I went through that recently, and you're like, wow, this...
Yeah.
I hope they own it, man.
Well, I mean, I'm sure... it's a sample, so they had to pay the person the original.
Yeah, the original.
Busta's definitely getting...
Yeah, some people...
As the writer, he's definitely getting the nice piece there.
The inner workings of it all. See who's getting what checks. Y'all know I'm into that. T-Bro Law Rosenberg, as we celebrate 50 years of hip-hop on the program, a format that is coming, what's the official launch date for our greatest hip-hop songs of all time list, Rosenberg?
Say that one more time.
What is our official launch date for the greatest hip-hop songs of all time?
Well, the unfortunate part is I have been the leader on this process.
And
which
it's
means
not
the,
organized.
No, it actually is not that unorganized.
Okay, all right.
It's the math part. I had to figure out the amount of... I would appreciate someone else helping me make sure I don't mess that up. But I believe it's the third week in February would put us at 25 weeks.
What is it, King Lo?
August 22nd.
What?
February 22nd.
Okay. February 22nd is
February,
official.
That's official.
Yeah. Okay, that's what
so that is
to.
When you all that are listening and care to participate See? Will be able to take the Hot 97 app, jump in the app, and vote on the songs that we're presenting every Thursday as potentially the greatest songs of all time. So it would end up with you all voting.
And it will end up with a list of 50, the 50 greatest hip-hop songs of all time. And yeah, this is just a warm-up to get us in the zone for it.
Now, we also, were we able to secure the functionality for the audience to submit songs they think should be?
The functionality?
Like, meaning they could do it on the app, like these songs should be up there, there's a list of a few hundred songs for people to choose.
You're asking a lot. I believe the functionality would be people tweeting us and saying, what about this? Mm. How about that? That's functionality.
But then somebody's got to take those tweets, keep track of it. I thought maybe we just put a list up online.
That is a step we have not taken.
King Lou, can we do that?
So you want people to be able to send in their ideas?
Well, because I don't know if there's going to be things that we just don't have time to get to on the air that maybe win in voting.
Right. More often than not, I'm guessing people would send them. And if it was one we didn't already think of, Ebro's going to go, nobody wants to hear this song.
King Lou is back. What are we doing?
We're working on the process right now, but we'll be using an official hashtag that will track all the songs that we are not, that are not being said.
Okay. Official hashtag.
Okay,
have you thought about, because you know I'm terrible with hashtags.
I thought about
Rosenberg.
It, but we'll
the greatest 50?
We'll make it official when it...
The great hip hop 50.
The greatest hip hop 50.
The greatest hip hop 50. Is that too long? That might be too long. What about just greatest hip hop 50? No, the.
Oh, yeah, no, the.
Greatest hip hop 50. Yeah, I like it. How do you like it?
Greatest hip hop.
We just got to make it Hot 97 a part of it.
He's the job.
Okay, do he's we, on his job. Okay, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, 50. Do we have to?
We'll announce it when we're ready, okay? We're obviously not ready.
Shawnee suggests Hot 97 GOAT 50. It doesn't have hip-hop.
I don't hate it.
It doesn't have hip-hop. All right, we've got the songs together. Cast One, Laura Styles, Rosenberg.
These are
our picks. Ebro, Shawnee will each get two songs to select right now.
All right. And we're staying in New York for this one.
The category is New York.
Okay. There's categories? Oh, I didn't even
know
that.
Here's why.
No, I didn't know.
Here's why. It's two. If we don't do categories, it's all over the place.
Yeah, yeah.
Today, we are focused on New York City.
All right.
1990 to 1995.
Oh, I got to. Damn, you guys should have. I got to switch all my songs. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's why. That's why our list looked like that.
Nobody told me that, but go ahead.
And so that way we'll select from those two. Shawnee, you will go first. And you have your songs ready.
I have one right here.
All right, so this, if we were doing it in voting, this would be Shawnee's selection.
That's right. For selection number one for Shawnee Culture is
90 to 95, New York City.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Great selection. Wait, this is 96?
Is this 95?
Is this 96?
This might be 96.
I mean, you're like the number.
Oh, my God. Already disqualified.
Come on. Wait, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
You're cooked.
Wait, hold on, hold on.
That's it. You're cooked.
Yo, let me hit you. Am I about to hit you with the button? Yo, honey, dip,
summertime, fine, Jerry dripping. He might have just made it. No, actually, you didn't.
It's 96.
Yeah, you didn't.
Wait, hold up, see?
You didn't.
And that wasn't even, listen.
No, he made it. He made it.
I made it.
The release date for the album was September 25th, 1995.
All right,
we here. Just made it at the buzzer. Salin, what up?
My name is Erica Wright, true. Lazy apple, small piece, six shoe. Caramel complexion, breath smelling like cinnamon. Excuse me, hun, the dog me no harm.
Turn around again.
All right, Shawnee, we got to keep it moving.
All right. What's your second pick?
My second pick? Cass got me on the second pick. You got mine, right?
No, hold on.
All right.
Oh, man. Well, guys, this is why we're doing it. This is why we're working out the kinks. No, but it's a useful part of this disaster is to help us for when we actually get there.
Okay.
Cass, you got that, right?
Yo, man, stop pressuring me, bro.
Pressure.
Damn.
It's my second pick. We talking impact. We're talking impact and stability, right?
Yeah.
You said New York. Has to be New York.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And like, does it still resonate? Does TV commercials, clubs, and ice cream?
What are you?
No.
Great call, Shawnee. This is a great one. This one.
Definitely smit ass.
New York City, 1990 to 95.
That's right.
Come on. Back middle
to the front. Don't front. Want a good time,
want to give you what you want. Can I get a hey?
Yo.
Yo.
You got a hat just for the house. Oh. The styling is creative. Like she bought the name. Think you're a fat.
All right.
Download the Hot 97 app. We are live.
That's
okay.
A fire joint.
You guys can chime in.
And ice cream. I got two joints.
No. You got two.
No, fire.
So this was going to be so hard about this. Is I loved. How could those two both not make it?
I know. Right.
But if today was a real day, only two of the total 10 are going to make it.
Right. All of them.
So who's up next?
I'll go. Okay, so look, my picks.
Yeah, Laura, go.
They might not have been crazy
radio hits. We don't need disclaimers.
But they're culturally
run
important.
The tune.
And they mean a lot to my heart. So here we go. It's vibes. The vibes never stop vibing.
Yo, shout out to Apple Music, man. This whole catalog from De La.
That's
a vibe. March 3rd. Favorite songs ever.
Yes.
Love this song.
Long Island.
How could you not?
Strong Island.
How could you not?
Great pick, Laura. Great pick. We're talking great, and he picked Black Sheep and Raekwon Ghostface Ice Cream.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Laura's. These are Laura's
Let's
pick.
Go.
De La Soul, Break of Dawn, and Diggable Planets.
Let's go.
Laura's vibes are up in the coffee shop.
Let's go.
Laura's in the snap
Get
coffee
your
shop
snaps on.
By the way, both of these songs are in my jukebox, Laura.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah, this was big.
Big smash. Big pick.
Where's Ladybug Mecca?
She's out here chilling. She's around. She out here chilling.
With that.
cool. I'm cool like that.
Cool.
I'm cool like that.
Cool.
I'm cool like that.
Cool.
I'm cool
like
that. Cool. I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that.
I'm cool.
Cool, cool, cool.
When you hear him say, them they got booed by them Hard Rock Brooklyn kids.
Yeah.
And you go back to that era if you was outside at that time and you was on your conscious rap, whatever, and it was always some Hard Rocks trying to diss or fight.
Well, they you know,
that was a thing. A lot of people don't even, if you wasn't outside at that time and you wasn't on your real conscious backpack, yeah, chew stick, you know, on, knowledge, man, you wasn't dealing with. Well,
and people were hating on things like Digable Planets.
What? Worth it.
Like, people making fun of it. And also it got so big that people didn't realize how great Reach In, their first album, and Blowout Comb, their second album, both were.
Both phenomenal.
And like, right, people just, that song felt novelty to people, but it wasn't. They really were fire.
Right.
So there goes Shawnee's picks.
So Laura brought the ruckus.
So if you're calling right now, you know, you could jump on and jump on hold and make your pick, but Shawnee came with Black Sheep Choice Is Yours.
Tough.
Raekwon Ghost Ice Cream.
I mean, my God.
Laura came with De La Soul Break of Dawn.
Sheesh.
And Digable Planets Cool Like
Sheesh.
That.
Sheesh.
My Lord. And only two can make it.
Only two can make it today.
And we're only barely, not Damn. Even halfway through.
My Lord.
Cast One, you're up, kid.
Oh, me? Okay.
Let's see what Cass is going
today. This right here changed the game.
Let's see.
Whoa.
Yo. How can you?
I was back and forth.
He almost came with it.
Yeah, well, at least you should have came this right. I mean, listen. It's yin and yang, bro.
Right. Step the deck.
Smoke on the mic like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan, swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking, when I get you flipping off the shit I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger,
Code Red, Danger.
Deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The Ray got it going on, pal.
Call me the rap
assassinator.
Rhymes rugged and built like Schwarzenegger,
and I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take all your assets.
I mean, listen.
Woo! Yeah, because I had, Shawnee was going to come with Protect Your Neck, and yeah, I was like, yo, is that the one you want to come with, though, off 36 Chambers?
Right.
Because on 36 Chambers, you still got Method Man,
right,
you got Cream,
right,
and you got Can It Be So Simple.
And you got Wu-Tang Clan, ain't nothing. You got a lot.
And you got
Wu-Tang
Clan.
But that's the quintessential one that just, like, Protect Your Neck.
Set off the whole thing.
Thing.
It's the one.
But yeah, is that
the greatest song.
One of the greatest.
What made me change my mind
of all time
from Protect Your Neck to that, bro, was because he said staying power. And I know we still have, we don't play Protect Your Neck in rotation. We still got Ice Cream been running since the day it came out.
That's facts.
It has never stopped.
That's facts. But when you hear that,
it means something. If you want to go flip, go flip on the next man.
Because
I'll grab the clip, man.
That's a fact.
And it, got the, and it has the best of every member. That's why.
It's great.
Speaking of quintessential songs.
What year was it?
91. Okay.
Right there. This is up there with Choice Is Yours.
This is the worldwide
banger.
Smash.
Super smash.
Two Michael Jackson samples
and,
today. So
and
far.
The crazy part is that they have two or three of these worldwide smashes people forget about.
Yes, they do. OPP. This
Hip-hop
one.
Hip Hop Hooray.
It's going to be all right.
It's going to be all right. We got a lot.
OPP.
How can I explain it? I'll take it frame by frame it. To have y'all on.
Yo, this was an international incident when this came out.
Everybody. Oprah Winfrey is singing OPP. Real talk.
We learned about why she was singing that too later on.
It's just room to hit it. I like this. I do.
Well, if you do, that's OPP and you're not down with it. But if you don't,
here's your membership.
You down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
You down with OPP?
That's big. That's big.
Big tune. Big tune.
On the after thing, New Jersey, though.
Yeah, but I mean, New Jersey, New York is the same thing.
Yeah,
New Jersey's not going to get their own category. Let's keep it 100.
It's not. I'm going to.
Wait, Digable Planets not from. Let's not get into the semantics.
Okay,
all right?
It's fine.
Either way,
well,
Naughty,
Digable
even,
Planets is Brooklyn.
Even if Naughty by Nature doesn't get in with this one, they're going to get in with something.
Yes.
So, anyway.
I agree. I'm
we're
fine
doing.
With it.
The category was 90 to 95. Clearly, we're doing the New York City and tri-state area.
Right.
Okay. But that makes sense.
That makes sense.
That's fine.
Naughty makes sense.
Rosenberg, you're up, kid.
All right, Cass. I got mine, Cass.
the. I'm gonna play. I made a switch cast.
Okay.
I'm switching the more up tempo of the two that I sent you. I'm replacing that because I realize I'm up against such heavy hitters already. I want to just play a joint that's probably not gonna make it. But damn it for me,
it needs to be represented.
But damn it for me, this right here, I think about this song literally every day.
Now I've never been one to knock the next man.
You faking.
Yo,
funk.
I started to come
talking
right in the same zone and I was
talking
holding
that extra hard zunk of probably a punk.
Listen, man. So in the
year of 19, talking that extra hard zunk and you probably a punk.
Queen!
A lot of MCs that do not come clean. Frontin' on dealing hard times and rhymes. You see them in the streets and you see no signs of the
house. And they get on stage and tell some old cornball boss. Wait for it. Here we go.
I like that.
Yeah, listen, I know it's going to be tough. Now, Cass, you have the clean of my second. This one's slower tempo. This one, when you all hear it, you're going to be like, oh, man, how do we not put this in?
Woo! Oh, I know.
You want a front, boy.
Underground anthem.
Tay Rudy Hamilton.
East New York.
You wanna front boy? Jump up and get bucked.
Primo.
You're feeling lucky, duck. Then press your luck. I snatch fake gangster MCs and make them stick at lambe.
My mind spray.
Malignant mist that'll leave caught default. The results, you'll remain stuffed in a car truck. You couldn't come to the jungles of the East popping that game.
Very human anatomy on Ebro in the morning.
Skills to the battle, you're rattling on and on.
And ain't saying nothing.
Yo, so many samples came out of just his voice on that song, too. It's crazy.
Hey, Rudy.
That's a great pick, Rosenberg.
How are we?
Yeah, that was fire. Right?
So far, fire. For the greatest hip-hop records of all time, celebrating 50 years of hip-hop, we have Black Sheep, The Choice Is Yours, courtesy of Shining Culture, and Raekwon, Ghostface, Ice Cream, where are his submissions today. Laura Styles came with De La Soul, Break of Dawn, and Diggable Planets, Cool Like That. Cass 1 came with Wu-Tang Clan, Protect Your Neck, and Naughty by Nature, OPP. Raekwon, Ghostface. And then main source was Rosenberg, and also J. Rue the Damaged, which you just heard was Rosenberg. Mm-hmm. So now for mine.
And if this was the real thing, which starts February 22nd, you would be voting on the app for the top two. So right now, if you want to participate, you can call it out in the chat and on the app. You could tweet us, but the real voting will be in the app when we start on February 26th.
Cash, you got mine in there?
It's going to be so difficult.
You called it Audible, right?
Yeah, so just we'll substitute the Tribe record, and we'll go with...
Okay.
The first one and the one the audible I called.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on now. Queens, what up? Q York, what up?
This huge.
This album is another one that's gonna be a problem.
It's a problem.
It's gonna be a problem for this album.
Might have to just take one and keep it moving or something. I don't know.
So I came with the layup. Visualizing the realism of life and actuality. And the hit off the baddest off the album. Person status depends on salary. There was a couple of hits. Is money orientated.
I'm destined to live. Cause you never know. Yo, AZ went crazy.
He really did.
Yo, this was Brooklyn and Queens together.
Yeah. Come on, man. Family.
But the thing is, it's so ill, too, because, like, you know, hip hop has continued to grow and evolve. And people, but I don't know if any, there's ever been a combo of two guys that young who get on a record that early in their career.
Just Mobb Deep.
I'm talking about
like
life.
That. But Mobb Deep, when they were at their youngest, weren't like that.
No.
They were dropping peer pressure.
Right.
These guys, what, Nas is 17 when he's recording this?
I woke up early on my born day.
I'm 20. Oh, you're 20. Plus some. Pull up the mic and bust one. Cuss while I fuss from my skull because it's pain in my brain. Vein money maintained. No go against the grain.
Simple and plain.
17. When
I was younger,
this I used to do my thing hard. It was crazy. He said, when I was young at this.
You just right now.
But you know when you're 20, you think back in the day was 16.
Right. Back in the day when I was 12.
Hang on one second.
I actually don't believe he was 20, even though he says I'm 20. Nas was born September 14th, 1973. Mm-hmm. This album came out in April 94. I guess it could have been just hit the wire. He literally just turned
20. Yeah.
If for it to make that album.
All right. So that's my first pick. Here's my second pick and my submission for greatest hip hop records of all time.
I was gonna go there too. Cause like, how do you not have brand new's? Sadat, what up? Lord Jamar,
Lord Jamar, what up?
One day when I was riding on the train, I seen these two kids talking about the movie and rain had fallen. I didn't say nothing cause these kids got my goat. Even with my coat, like a murder that they wrote. So this kid with mouth swagger now plays the cloak and dagger. So I got to show the dudes to my Sherlock that I am. I could rock a jam, make the world pop. Damn. Yes, I'm the bad man and bad man.
And what year is it?
Yo.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
A lot of you catch the speed, not he not. And hell will be your home, Lord Jamar Sadat. As you swell your dumb.
I wish Puba was on this, man. Right. That's the only thing. I'm like, yo, Puba, y'all. Wow.
So, how would you even handle this? If this was, Ebro, if this
if
was,
this
the
was real, all I could say is Punk's Jump Up is getting in. You know why? It's the only one nobody wanted to cut off.
Well, it's true. I didn't want to cut off any of them.
Nah. I mean, we know we was at a rush for time. We're not going to cut off the last song.
Right.
We don't have to cut off the
y'all
last song.
Y'all didn't want
to
cut off Punk's Jump Up.
If you was first, then we might have.
That
you know
reason
saying?
Doesn't count, Ebro.
Plus, I'm putting in Slow Down before I put that in for Brand Newbie. I'm sorry. It has all three of them. That's the only thing. I feel like I need three of them. All
right, so why don't we just
yeah. So what we doing?
Well, it's not up to us to vote. We chose our choice.
The people get to vote.
People got
to
vote.
It'll go up online if this was the actual day, which isn't coming until the end of February. But as we warm up on Thursdays, it's fun to run through some records. You know what I'm saying? Get our brains and our tools sharpened. You know what I'm saying? As we prepare to try to make a list with the participation of all the friends of the show and everybody jumping on the Hot 97 app. To see if we can get a list of the greatest hip-hop records all time in celebration of the 50 years of hip-hop. Now, Rosenberg, how long is the total list? Is it 100? Is 50. It 50? It's just 50.
Well, it's 25 weeks that two songs get nominated. Now, listen, it's not too late. If we want to switch it to 100, we could do four songs get picked every week. I just thought 50 is the more, like, shareable thing. Like, here's a list
of
50.
I think 50 also...
It's 50 years.
Well, it's 50 years. I think 50 also makes it so people can argue a lot about the list when it comes out. Because people are going to be pissed. There's going to be things that just don't make it.
Well, okay, so this is just for fun here. Even though we're not going to be the ones voting, the people are going to be the one voting, and we have to get to the guru. But what would you have voted for if you were listening? So you can tell us right now on Twitter, but who would you have voted for on those two?
I probably would have voted for, because it was a phenomenal pick. I probably would have voted for Black Sheep, and I only get two, right?
Yeah, you'd be voting for two.
I probably would have voted for Black Sheep and Nas.
Life's a Bitch.
Yeah.
I think I would have gone with... Oh, my God. Laura, what was your second one after De La? Oh, Diggable.
Cool, like that.
It's got to be Process of Elimination. Like
I think...
Through each two.
I think maybe I would have went Protect Your Neck and Black Sheep also, just because the Black Sheep I hadn't been thinking about.
Right,
it.
And that was such a great pick.
It's such a great choice because it's such a huge, gigantic, earth, still gets played. Engine number 9, you still hear at parties. Mm-hmm. Like, it just...
Weddings, all that.
And then Protect Your Neck ushered in the entire Wu-Tang.
Right.
So even though Ice Cream is the more consistent song we still play, I agree with Cass that Protect Your Neck set off the whole feeling.
Laura, what would your picks have been?
I would have kept my Diggable Planets because I felt it was a very important moment in hip-hop that was completely different from everybody else.
It really
was. So I would definitely stick to that choice, but that AZ hits different.
Yeah, that Nas and AZ. You're a big Illmatic fan.
Yeah, that AZ Laura Styles is a big Illmatic fan. I guess those two would have been my picks out of this round.
If anyone cares, big hip-hop head, my brother who's listening, said his two choices based on the criteria we have would be Choices, Yours, and OPP. And that does make sense in terms of like the overall
crossover
smash appeal and how impactful they were.
Like, see, even me, I played OVP, and it's hard for me to pick OVP out of all the rest.
Of course, because so
just
poppy.
Because, but you know, it's one of the biggest.
It's one of the greatest. Gonna do? It's one of the greatest.
Yeah. One of the greatest.
You playing that on? Anyway, the White House, crazy, all the way through.
Like, my lady would like to chime in. She says, Ice Cream and Cool Like That. Yeah. She's with Laura Styles.
Ice Cream and Cool.
Cream
and cool.
In my heart, I'm going Wu-Tang Clan and Punch Up to get beat down.
Yeah. But see, my lady's picking Ice Cream but and I know Cool I'm Like wrong. That because she wanted one of them t-shirts.
I get
not
it.
Only because of that.
She wanted one of them Ice Cream t-shirts the ladies was wearing out here in the streets. What was it like? Yeah, like Butter Pecan Rican. What was the other
chocolate
one?
Chocolate Deluxe.
Chocolate Deluxe. She wanted the Chocolate Deluxe joint.
The Racial Divide t-shirts.
Yo, the gurus are here. Let's get it.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru. Laura@gmail.com.
That's right. Everybody take a
unite.
That's right. Everybody take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath, yes.
I'm so stressed right now.
To guide you and to heal you.
Yes, yes, yes.
To hold
yes,
your
yes,
hand.
Yes, yes, yes.
Shani Coltrane, do what you do.
Let us cleanse the energy.
You know, people hate this. This
people
is a very divisive moment.
No. What
I've
do
heard
you mean?
From people like in the car that's like, yo, my wife loves Zen, Zen, Zen.
That's right.
I can't stand it. I hate it.
With the zen, zen, zen.
Why, that person that's hating it needs to zen.
Right.
Because everyone needs to calm down.
That's right. That's right.
Two feet on earth.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And breathe.
Be still.
Drink water.
That's right. Inhale, exhale.
Rosenberg will be giving you a lot of time. Did you find an email?
Of course I did.
Okay.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. I mean, it's days like today. You listen to this show with the serious topic matter, breaking down classic 90s. I mean, listen, y'all can listen to whatever you want. It ain't going to be this one, though. This is the only place in America doing a show like this on the airwaves where you're allowed to do this? Not all shenanigans and nonsense all day?
Not all blog gossip all day, blog
all day
gossip?
Long? No, this is different over here. All right, here we go, guys. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com.
And then we save lives.
Live.
I mean.
There you go.
We try to. Good morning, gurus. Help is desperately needed. I'm a 35-year-old single woman with an 8-year-old daughter who has pulled the plug with my child's father before she turned 1. I see the damage that this decision has caused for everyone. He wasn't around to help raise her, but would pop up once or twice a month for a few hours. He did help with childcare, but wasn't consistent. His inconsistency and lack of help led me to file for child support. He blames me for separating the family because I placed him on child support, which is not the case. Financial help is needed because I'm not able to work full-time because I'm also in school full-time. Things are also unfair because of my personal life. I can't take it. I can't take dating without worrying about my daughter's safety and if she'd be compromised. In a perfect world, I'd make the relationship work between me and my daughter's father, but a few days ago he told me that he cares deeply about the woman he has dated on and off for 2 years. I feel like I'm too young to just be single for the rest of my life, but it's scary to bring another man into the life of my daughter and I. And that is it.
Oh.
So what's her question?
She doesn't have a question.
What's the question? I know.
I mean, I guess the question is, what does she do about the fact that she's scared to date and bring a man into the world of her and her daughter?
Yeah, but dating doesn't mean you got to introduce him to your kid.
Yeah.
That can be off limits. You can draw that line. Yeah. Now, obviously, if you're thinking about getting serious with someone then, but just dating doesn't mean they have to meet a kid.
Well, yeah. And also is there, I often think about what a scary world it is for women, period. Like having to deal with engaging with new men. Mm-hmm. Like, because let's be honest, basically everything bad that ever happens to women happens at the hands of men. Mm-hmm. Let's just be real. So I feel you. But it almost sounds like there's a trauma here that, like, she's that scared about the danger of bringing
like something happened to her when she was young.
That's what it kind of feels like.
Could be. Could be.
Because, like, I would think that the move would be you date, you don't introduce anyone to your daughter. You find someone you really love. You give it time.
Yeah, but you blew past something here before you even get to her dating. She said in the thing that she would consider getting back together mm-hmm. with her daughter's father,
right.
but he's interested in someone else.
She has regrets.
She said she's the one that pulled the plug.
Correct.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Big words there.
I pulled the plug.
She also, and then after that, 8 years ago, so she's 35. I don't know how old he is. They're in their 20s at the time. Mm-hmm. She's, you know, obviously the child support, she needed the financial thing. She said he blames me for putting him on child support that broke up the family. I'm not sure what went on there. Why does mm-hmm. child support break up the family?
Sometimes.
Like, why did child support prevent him from coming to see his child as frequently as he could have, should have.
It's an excuse on his side, but sometimes when you involve the courts, it fractures
dudes get angry.
The personal relationship right, because now you put a third party involved in our situation.
Right, but dudes get angry, but that shouldn't have had anything to do with him not seeing his child.
Right.
So she expressed multiple things in there, and we don't really know her question. If the question is about dating, that's simple enough. Right, which is you just don't introduce people to your kid until it's super serious. But the piece about like the child support, him not being there, she started off talking about the damage to the family. Mm-hmm. That's a different conversation, which is they need the father who clearly she still talks to and is showing interest in, right? She's showing mm-hmm. regret because now she sees him with someone else for the last 2 years. Right. And now she's like, oh, well, what about the family? But you wasn't thinking about that when you pulled the plug trying to work through it. But we don't know the dynamic.
Wait, we don't know what happened. Why she pulled the plug?
We don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. So I think they need to sit down and unfortunately, probably the dad won't like this a lot, but for the sake of their child, they need to come to terms with the last 8 years so that they can communicate to their daughter and make sure that he's consistently seeing his daughter despite whatever they got going on personally.
Right. And
as parents, you get the biggest button if you are allowing your adult issues, relationship issues, to interfere with either parent seeing their child.
Right. Mm-hmm. Unless it's safety issues, whatever. But you know what we mean.
Yeah. If it's he want to get back together, but she won't, now he won't see his kid, or she got someone else and now he don't want to come around and see his kid, or whatever those adult dynamics are. If you're not making sure that the parents are spending time, can spend time with their child, obviously if things are safe or whatever, you get a congratulations because that's hurting the child.
Right. Facts. I believe that she needs to work on her personal healing, though. Mm-hmm. Maybe she needs to take a back seat and get some therapy because to Rosenberg's point, maybe there is something that she hasn't quite healed from the past, you know, that's affecting her, that's making her extremely anxious about dating, you know, right. Just trying to find that where that is and then also making a plan and taking the right steps into creating a safe space for her to be able to move on, but also for your child. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
you can't live in the water cutters. I feel like she definitely has some aggression. She's lonely. She sounds lonely. Like she doesn't have a partner, and this is why she's reflecting on the past. And a lot of times we'll look back on old relationships, especially if you're lonely, and start to only think of the good times.
Of the good times.
That's what she's saying. In a perfect world, she would. But
right,
no.
But yeah, but there are all those years from one to when he met this woman. Y'all didn't get back together.
Yeah. So, you know, let go of the past. You know, as Ebro said, let bygones be by. Try to figure out the differences that's going to make it best for your child. But for you personally, like, you know, let it go.
Well, and there's some selfishness in this email because she is writing a lot about herself mm-hmm. and her feelings. She ain't writing about what it's doing to the relationship with her daughter and the child.
Really, she just wants to date. She wants a companion. That's the bottom line.
But she should be writing us about, yo, my daughter's father doesn't come around enough.
Well, and she said her daughter's been affected by it, but didn't say how.
Exactly.
Is it behavioral?
And you're worried about, you know, your sex life.
Before you can move on for a healthy dating relationship, you do got to work on yourself, though, and make sure that you're okay. So,
indeed.
So say the gurus.
with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. I'm gonna do weakness.
What's up? It's your girl, Billy B, straight out of Brooklyn. Check out my episode of 4 Minutes of Fire.
4 Minutes of Fire.
Okay.
New music premiered every month on the 4th.
It's Billy. Love. Roses are red, bitch. I'm Big Billy Blue. I be on my shit. Give a fuck about you. Watch how I move. Got these bitches confused. They can't step how I step. They can't do what I do. Riding my dick, but you ain't making payments.
4 Minutes of Fire. A Hot 97 podcast.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at